Anderson's Candy has been around for over 102 years, still family-owned and operated. They've got the best chocolate on the planet, and they'll be at a couple of big summer events coming up. And to talk about it all is Katie Anderson of Anderson's Candy in Richmond and Barrington. Hey, Katie.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me back.
Anytime, anytime. So first, let's talk about some of the more seasonal chocolatey treats you're featuring this summer, because when you come up there, any season that you're up there, you always are doing some very unique things. And I think right now the highlight's the chocolate-covered strawberries, right?
Yes, we're at the last weekend of our chocolate-covered strawberries. We might do it for two more weekends. But yes, at the tail end of that, and we are still in the middle of our s'more bar season.
Nice.
So, because everybody loves roasting marshmallows in the summertime. So we take that incredible, fluffy, handmade marshmallow that you guys all love from Easter time, right, in our marshmallow eggs. Mm-hmm. And we put that with a thick slice of that marshmallow with a graham cracker and cover it in chocolate and make these s'more bars that are out of this world. And then we still have our summertime truffles through Labor Day, which are habanero, a raspberry lemonade, and we picked out these. It's real lemon crystallized in sugar to garnish on top of them, and it just has this little zing, like fresh lemon as
I've
you eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the bourbon and the new old-fashioned, because if you have a bourbon, don't you want an old-fashioned?
You have an old-fashioned truffle, do you really?
Yes, we do.
All right, I'm going to be up, not this weekend, but next week. I bought the bourbon, because I've had the bourbon ones before, and I buy them, and I will have them with the bourbon, because you literally can pair it. I mean, it's fantastic. I just love that you're doing that for old-fashioned for Wisconsin. I love it. Well, the reason why you're talking about, you know, how creamy and the homemade marshmallow, I mean, I need folks to know that this candy tastes so good because you use all the best ingredients, you know, raw cane sugar, grade AA Wisconsin butter, Madagascar bourbon vanilla extract, whole cream. It's just that you guys don't mess around, right?
No. We search everywhere we can to find the absolute best ingredients. We do not cut corners, and I think that's been the hallmark of myself now in the fourth generation. I think it's really important to me that as we continue on, every time somebody bites into an Anderson's Candy Shop candy bar and they get a chocolate-covered apricot or a peanut butter cream, it's the best that they've had, and it still tastes the same as they had it 10, 20, 30 years ago. And so, yeah, we spend a lot of our time sourcing ingredients, finding the right quality and the right flavors. Our triple distilled peppermint oil that we use in our peppermint creams is a really good example. And the type of bourbon Madagascar vanilla that we get can be several hundred dollars a gallon. But that's our signature, and that's what we use. And I'm really proud of how that comes through in the flavors.
Well, your dad has taken me back there and toured me around so many times, and just the meticulous process that he had on picking all the ingredients for the chocolate bar and getting, you know, this nut from here and this fruit from here. And like, I mean, it's a big sourcing.
Dad would run around the building doing blind taste tests. He'd be, you know, it would be a Tuesday, and he'd come up to you with a piece of paper with four quadrants, and he'd have you try four different hazelnuts. And then he'd want you to tell him, okay, which hazelnut do you like the best? Mm-hmm. Why?
Yeah.
Which one is dry? Which one is, he had a little post-it note we have up on the wall with diameter rings on it, because he wanted the right size maraschino cherries for our chocolate-covered cherry cordials.
Wow.
So, yes.
Those are also awesome. Yeah. And, you know, I can't explain this any other way, but it is Lucille Ball's birthday this weekend, and it's like watching the candy factory, like making it all handmade. Like, that's, I think that what's amazed me the most is your process is old school. I mean, it's a century old, and you got people back there, and you're hand rolling every chocolate, you're hand making every candy bar. I think that's just what makes it so good.
It's the truth. Yeah. From our head cook, Nick, who creates every batch of buttercream and English toffee, literally each from scratch ingredients in the big copper kettle on that stove. Our cooking and dipping room, which is the loudest room in the building because they're having the most fun always, laughing while they're cutting up each piece of caramel or marzipan and hand dipping it in chocolate to our packaging rooms. Truly, it is, the candy is born start to finish in the building and made by what we consider our family of employees that work with us. It's just wonderful. I feel really blessed to be a part of it.
That's awesome. The candy bars. I mean, that's right when you walk in, you got these old retail original counters. They're filled with candy,
yes.
Milk and dark chocolate, really with every flavor. Talk about some of the varieties that you have, Katie.
Yeah, so we have 30 types of these handmade chocolate bars, and they're in these red and blue crinkly bags. We have everything from a Lars bar, which is our version of a turtle. It's got caramel, divinity, pecans, and chocolate, to a raspberry mallow, fresh raspberry gel with our homemade marshmallow cut up and dipped in chocolate. The dark chocolate English walnut is one of my favorites. There's an apricot bar, a pineapple bar, 6 different types of cream-filled bars. So this is really, I love it too because our candy cases, as you said, are original to when we moved to Richmond in 1926. So there's these old wood and glass, and we have generations of customers who, when they come in the Richmond shop especially, the smell of all the chocolate hits them, and they see that candy case, and they get a little verklempt sometimes because it's the candy case they looked at nose level, you know, when they were kids, and it's there. It's the sea of red and blue candy bars. And you can see them all unwrapped and cut open with descriptions on our website, too. That's kind of a new, I mean, I guess that's the way people shop sometimes now. But yeah, for my first choice for everybody was come see them in Richmond with us.
Everybody's got their favorite. Cause I mean, even my own kids, like if I'm going up there, I'm in Barrington, I stop by and get a couple. Like my son just likes the plain milk chocolate. Josh likes he likes a peppermint crunch or some kind of hard crunch inside. Emma loves the brown sugar buttercream mint chip.
Flaky, crunchy mint center.
Yeah.
And it's funny, in Barrington, when we opened that location, we were like, well, we can't take the 100-year-old candy case. What do we do? So in Barrington, all of the candy bars are kind of on the walls.
Yeah.
You can read through them and pick through them. And it's funny, people who've been customers for years see it in a different way and they go, I never knew you had orange peel or, my gosh, cinnamon stick. What's that like?
Absolutely. And you have vintage molds that you use. So that's another thing your dad always used to talk to me about is that for each season, you have these like 100, 120-year-old molds that you use for, you know, the different characters and hearts or whatever it might be that you're doing each season.
Yes, silver plated tin molds, and we do chocolate covered turkeys. We're getting ready to go in too, and teddy bears and leaves and pumpkins for the fall. And they're these 2-piece metal molds that clamp together, and we fill them with chocolate and tap the air bubbles out. And if you don't know what's going on in the building on days when we're in the molding room, you'd think we have construction workers in there because you just hear the pound, 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 pound of the metal molds. And then out come these absolutely beautiful, always solid chocolate. We do not do hollow molds. They're all solid chocolate figures that are in these designs and shapes that we've been doing for a century. And as we've grown, we've had to mix in some newer plastic ones too, but I think my favorites are all the antique tin ones.
No question. And you got a bunch of box chocolates too. I mean, there's so many different flavors and types you got there too. I mean, really the choices are endless.
Yes, we do. So everything from when you think of a traditional box of chocolates that you'd bring as a hostess gift or a Christmas present, we do traditional boxes of chocolates, 1/4-pound up to 5-pound boxes. Each piece is handmade. Again, if you visit one of our stores, we have these on display. So there's different mixes of nuts or creams or crunchy centers you can get. And each piece is hand-dipped so you can see the dipping room employee, you can see their handwriting on each piece. So like there's a big script R on the raspberry cream or an L on the lemon cream. And you can see Colleen or Kelly's handwriting on each piece because they've, you know, hand done each piece of chocolate in the box. They're beautiful and delicious.
And I love it. Fudge, toffee, you got sugar-free and gluten-free options as well. And you guys will be front and center at 2 county fairs just across the border coming up.
Yes. So the in Wilmot, Wisconsin, the Kenosha County Fair, and then Labor Day weekend will be the big celebration, Walworth County Fair up in Elkhorn. And we are very excited to be back out at the fairs after taking last year off, as everybody did. So we have our concession trailer out there. We do bring a sampling of our chocolate bars, but our fair time fans are usually rabid over our miniature cinnamon and sugar donuts.
Yeah, that's right.
We will have a line on Saturday night that will be an hour long, and we hand out numbers. And for these they come in bags of 16. They're little miniature cinnamon and sugar donuts, my dad's secret recipe. And your bags are always made fresh while you wait, and they are just out of this world.
Annual tradition. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. We also have a deal where if you bring your paper sack that the donuts came in back from the year before, you get a dollar off. And people don't believe us, but there's always, like, opening day of the fair, some gentleman who's tucked it in his billfold, or lady who's had it in her bag since last year to get her dollar off her donut.
I love it. And you guys do stuff all throughout the year, too. So if you want to check out even the events section, you can do that at andersonscandyshop.com. Well, part of the legacy of Anderson's Candy was your father, Leif, who sadly passed away recently after a long illness. And we're going to honor him next on 720 WGN. Today, player on 720 WGN. We're talking to Katie Anderson of Anderson's Candy. So, your father, Leif, patriarch of the family business, the face of the family business, long time sponsor of the station here, dating back to the days of Steve and Johnny. Leif was a friendship I truly enjoyed, and he passed away earlier in the summer. And I wanted to publicly just say from all of us here at WGN, our condolences to you and your family. And we all know his legacy will continue through you and the entire Anderson family.
Thanks, Dave. That means a lot. Dad really considered you all at WGN his family, and that means a lot. Thank you.
Such a sweet guy, and so generous of his time to me and my family, as you are as well. But, you know, I kind of got to know your dad, and knew that, you know, don't mess with Leif, you know, for the most part.
Yeah.
But there was one time I was in on the way up north, and I stopped by for some chocolate-covered strawberries and candy bars for the kids, and we had a great chat as always, and my whole family knew it wasn't going to be a quick stop. They all knew we were going to hang out there for a little bit and have a conversation, and turned me around and showed me some new projects he was working on. And when I went to pay, you know, and he didn't do this all the time, but he's such a great guy. And he said, "Happy summer, this one's on me." And I said, I tried to fight him on it. I said, no, just take my credit. No, I didn't come here for free chocolates. I'm like, just take my credit card.
Oh, no.
And he said, and I remember he looked at me right in the eyes and he goes, "Don't embarrass yourself. It's on me. Accept my gift. Like, get out. You're done." And that was his way, right? I mean, you know better than I even. But it was, you know, he's a patriarch, the leader of the business. You respected his wishes, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, there was no quick visit with Leif ever, because he was always extremely excited to show you whatever the next product or iteration of his dream in the business was. But yeah, if he wanted you to have something from the shop, you were leaving with it.
Yeah, exactly.
One way or the other.
Exactly.
Yeah, he would put it in your bag for you and help you out the door. Yeah,
absolutely. Yep. Well, again, his legacy continues there. And, you know, he was on my show dozens of times, literally for the last decade. And then Steve and Johnny even before that. And the one thing that you and I haven't talked about is the history of Anderson. So as a tribute to him, let's take a little listen to Leif sharing his story about the family business. This is the original store, and it was dating back to 1919. You were first in Chicago.
That's right, on Armitage Avenue, not too far from Central Park. And my grandfather had worked for Kranz Candies on State Street, and went off on his own. He had his own dream, and so he opened up a little store there. And you'll see some of those really hard to find pictures on display. We dug them out, got them reproduced. They'll be up safe for you to look at.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And it was 1926 that he moved the place up to Richmond, right?
That's right. The landlord doubled his rent.
You weren't here yet.
No, not quite. Yeah. I don't think I was even a dream in my father's eyes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Grandpa Reynolds was 7 when they broke.
Gotcha. Yep. And then there's really cool stories about this place. I want to talk a little bit about more of the history. He ran the business out of his front porch and living room, selling candy in the cool months and ice cream in the summertime.
Exactly, and sandwiches too. When we first moved out to Richmond, he was also a sandwich shop, and they lived in the house too. and raised a family there. So that house, when you come out, hopefully you'll all be out there for the party, but when you come out, take a minute to look at the building and realize that there have been 3 subtractions to the building and 5 additions.
That's crazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you look up on the side window, I remember you showing me this, there's like a wallpaper from your nursery.
Yes.
That is kind of framed, you know, it's kind of as a memento up in the room that you can
still see. Kate can tell you how it got framed.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Yeah, so that was until the 50s, the family lived in the store where we make the candy, and then my dad and his brother, Uncle Lars, found a way to get out of their nursery and crawl onto the roof and wave at customers, and Grandma Vi
awesome.
Put her foot down and said, Reynold, we're moving into town, we're not living above the store anymore. So
interesting.
My younger brothers needed a place to play when the family was at work, so we converted Dad's old nursery into sort of an after-school room for them. We needed to paint it and update it, but my sister and I decided we were going to frame and preserve a part of the wall that was still the original wallpaper from when Dad and Uncle Lars, that was their nursery.
It's very normal in a family business to do that. After the kids get out of school, they come to the restaurant, they come
for
to the store, they come whatever, and they hang out until Dad or Mom or whatever is done with work.
Yep. Until they need you to do something.
Yes. You're making chocolates today, Katie. Yeah. Come on downstairs. In McHenry County, your grandpa discovered at the World's Fair, he discovered air conditioning, right?
Absolutely.
And first place in McHenry County to have air conditioning was Anderson's, right?
And that's why when you walk in, you'll see an arched door. The first doorway you see when you walk through the front door is arched, and it was because it was a hermetically sealed refrigerator-style door that had to fit that frame precisely. And it was for just a little 200-square-foot showroom. And so there was no air conditioning in the rest of the building.
Just like everything else, the candy gets the good treatment.
Not even in the production area. So when you're there, realize that in the summertime, chocolates were made and we could sell them now.
Yeah.
But we had to make them in the basement.
Where it was cool.
And then pass them up through the floor register.
Into the showroom.
Wow.
This was the 1930s.
Yeah, of course. Not today. Not today by any means. But when you walk into this shop, and you know, when I was in there a couple weeks ago, I took a picture of both my kids by your showcases where you have all your candy bars and stuff. I mean, this is vintage stuff that's been around for generations, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The candy case, when you walk in, you see it's this kind of wood with glass, and you see this sea of red and blue. The customers call them the crinkly bags.
Yeah.
They're
classic, yeah.
And they're kind of red and blue printed glassine, and there's 30 kinds of chocolate candy bars in front of you. And that case has been there since the 20s when we moved out there.
I mean, this is what you see in old pictures from like retail back in the turn of the century.
Yep.
And you, of course, they don't exist.
No.
They exist here.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
When you're there, look and see if you can pick out which one my brother made when we decided we wanted to expand our offerings. And he's quite a craftsman. And he designed one to match the ones that were out
there. That's
amazing. And built it about 30 years ago.
And that is Leif Anderson. His memory will live on in the amazing work you and the entire Anderson Candy family does with this century-old institution. And, of course, he'll be missed.
Thank you, Dave. I thinking about Dad and the kind of guy he was, I've been thinking about lately. He always wore Anderson's Candy Shop shirts everywhere.
Yes, he did.
As a kid, I thought, oh my gosh, Dad, how embarrassing. Like you're always labeled.
Yeah.
We'd go on vacation and he would bring chocolate with on vacation, not so we could eat it in the van, but so that he could give it to all the hotels and places we went, not to shill it, but because he really wanted people to have it
and
enjoy it and share it.
He did.
And I find myself now, there are more Anderson's Candy Shop Katie shirts creeping into my wardrobe.
That's great.
I can't thank you enough for sharing that memory of Dad, Dave. I really appreciate that.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Katie. Ben, please, folks, stop in the Richmond or Barrington stores on Main Streets and say hello to Katie and Tracy and the rest of the Anderson family. Nicest people you'll ever meet. Best chocolate you'll ever have. And, of course, if you want to really know what they sell and you can't get out there, you can order it online. You can get it at andersonscandyshop.com. Check them out on Facebook and more. All right, I will see you up there in the next couple of weeks, Katie.
Sounds like a plan, Dave.